the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears take on the Concord Lady Pirates in the state semifinals, the Final Four here from North Arkansas College, your Lady Bear basketball, being brought to you by the Bank of Salem and Mammoth Spring and Salem. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Lane. Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. Palace Drugstore in Mammoth Spring and Salem. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. FNBC Community Banker. Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius Broker with offices in Thayer and Willow Springs. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Ozarka College. Mammoth Spring School District and Missouri Forest Products Association. Those are your sponsors for Lady Bear basketball. Again, this is a rematch from the semifinals of the regional tournament between Concord and Mammoth Spring. At that time, Mammoth Spring ranked number one in the state, upset by the Lady Pirates in that semifinal 50-45. So they're looking for a little bit of revenge here in this semifinal here of the state tournament. Captains are gathered at half court. They're shaking hands, get some instructions from the referee. We're just a little over 5 minutes away from the tip. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit afbic.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
The schools participating in this state basketball tournament game are members of the Arkansas Activities Association, as authorized by their school board. The administrators of these schools have helped to write the rules and regulations that govern participation of students in competitive activities for the schools that are members of the Arkansas Activities Association. Both teams continue to warm up here from North Arkansas College. Again, this is the semifinals of the 1A. State tournament. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, the defending state champions, trying to get a little revenge here, playing Concord, who was the last 1A team to beat Mammoth Spring. They did that last week in the regional semifinal down at Greers Ferry, Arkansas. So this should be a dandy contest. Good close game there. It was 50-45, the final score, with Concord getting that victory. Of course, the other semifinal later on today, I think 6 o'clock start time in that one. It'll be the Norfolk Lady Panthers and the Mark Tree Lady Indians. The winners of these two games will advance to that state championship game next Saturday in Hot Springs. They'll play Saturday morning at 11:30 there in Hot Springs. So both teams trying to get to that point. We're a little over 2 minutes away from the tip-off. Gives us an opportunity here to say thank you to some of our boosters. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains and Mountain Grove. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your starting lineups here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The most important thing at our dealership is taking the very best care of our customers. We strive for a completely satisfied experience every time you come see us. Stop by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Experience matters when buying or selling your home, and how you're treated matters too. Here at Monarch Realty, we have the knowledge and a national network of buyers for your home. We also treat you like royalty. Give us a call today.
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
And welcome back here to North Arkansas College in Harrison, Arkansas. We're ready now for the introduction of the starting lineup. The Lady Bears will be the home team today. They are in the home white, trimmed in blue, blue lettering on the jersey. Concord in those rose purple, trimmed in the white and yellow, white lettering on the jersey. And they'll be introduced first to the crowd, and we'll get them as they take the floor here. This should be a dandy contest. Good close game in the semifinals of the regional between these two teams.
First player out is Whitney Goodson. She wears number 5. Number 10, Ashley Cosby, and she was their leading scorer in that game against Mammoth Springs, scoring 20.
Next out is Kately Cornett wearing number 12. Number 20 is Lakin Cornett. And the final player introduced to the crowd, number 23 is Lainey Brackett. Those are your starters for the Concord Lady Pirates. Now we'll get the Lady Bears here as they take the floor. Bear fans, good crowd on hand. Several Mammoth Spring Lady Bear fans take the trip down to Harrison. And they're on their feet as we get ready for the introduction here. We'll get them to take the floor. Lady Bears, four seniors in the starting lineup, one sophomore. Number four, Brim Washam, takes the floor. Next out is number 24, that is Adriana Corbett. As you can probably hear the PA announcer say, it is loud in here. The fans are already worked up on this. Lainey Young wearing number three. She's another senior. Number 23 is Tay Davis, the point guard for the Lady Bears. And the final player out is the sophomore, number five, Molly Corbett. Those are your starters for these two really good basketball teams. We're excited here for the start of this one. Everybody's on the edge of their seat expecting a good one. Coach Scott Small going over some final instructions with his team. They're out around center court. And on this end, right here beside me, Gary Kazi, talking to his team as he sends them out on the floor. 8 minutes on the clock. We are just about set to go with the Lady Bears and the Lady Pirates. Referees are ready. Now the Pirates are out of the break. Bears waiting on them. We're ready. Kazi will step into center circle with Tay Davis. She's got a little bit of a height advantage on Tay. Referee runs over, tells Tay to tuck in her jersey. Now we're ready to go. Lady Bears and the Lady Pirates. Eventually, here we go. Ball in the air, controlled by Concord. With a basketball, number 20, that is Cornett. She'll hand it off to Kazi. Kazi with Tay Davis on her. We'll swing it around to Cornett, now over in the corner. And time to look around here to see who it is. Number five, Goodson with the basketball. Into the corner to Lakin Cornett. She drives, spins into a double team. And the ball is taken away by Lainey Young. Quickly back up the floor. Adriana Corbett, picks up the dribble, gets it over to Young. Young, down low to Adriana. Adriana, one dribble, picks it up, back out to Young, around to Davis. Davis thought about the three, gives it to Molly Corbett. Molly had it slapped away, gets it back. They swing it in the corner. Davis for three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound underneath. Brim Washington had it, but then lost it, and then the Lady Pirates throw it out of bounds. Good offensive rebound there by Brim underneath, but had it knocked away, taken by the Lady Pirates, and they turned it over on the sideline. Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball. Adriana Corp will throw it in. She'll bring it to Davis out front. Looks at that zone defense. Actually playing a little box and one again, guarding Brim all over the floor. It worked for him last time. See if they can get it to work this time. Back out to Young, open for three. It's on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down on the sideline by Young. Lainey's pass underneath is going to go out of bounds. Both teams may be a little nervous here to start this, turning the ball over. Now we've got no score. We played a minute, 15 seconds. Lady Pirates will inbound. Kazi will bring it in to Brackett, and right back to Kazi. Ashley Kazi, good basketball player, just a sophomore. This team's going to be good for a while. They are a young team. With the basketball outside, number 12, that is Kately Cornett. Gives it to Lakin Cornett. Off to Goodson, who took the two in. Whitney Goodson puts the Lady Pirates on the board first. 2-0, 6:22 left first quarter. Corbett over to Young. Lainey across the floor to Molly Corbett, underneath to Adriana. Back out to Davis. She fakes the three, drives in closer. Pull-up jumper, no good. Adriana Corbett pulls down the offensive board. Back out to Young. That's on the way, no good. And the rebound is going to go off the leg of the Lady Bears. They pick it up in the corner. Molly Corbett with it. She'll come back out around to Davis underneath. They get it to Adriana Corbett, and she's going to be fouled. Lady Bears really hitting the offensive boards hard here in the first couple of minutes of this ball game. Adriana Corbett will shoot the free throw. First one is on the way, and I believe it was good. Adriana made the first one. She'll set for the second. That foul on Goodson was her first. Adriana makes them both, and we're tied at two. 5:48 left first quarter. Lady Pirates with the basketball. Number 20, Lakin Cornett, gives it off to Kaitlyn Cornett. Back over to Lakin. Lakin looking inside underneath. The shot up is blocked by Adriana Corbett. Good defense by Adriana. She recovers from across the lane. Brynn Washam for three. It's good. Brynn Washam knocks it in. Lady Bears are up now 5-2. 5:19 left to play first quarter. Lakin Cornett with a basketball. Swings it on the wing. Gets it back out front. We're trying to look around coaches and referees here. Kazi has it. She works it inside to Goodson. Her shot no good. And Adriana Corbett with a another rebound. Adriana with a basketball. She's looking inside. Gives it to Molly. Gets it right back. Adriana's pass tip goes to Davis. Davis over to Molly Corbett. Molly drives baseline. Her pass inside, and we're going to have a foul. Oh, a travel call on Molly Corbett. The Lady Bears turn it over again. 4:44 left first quarter. Mammoth Spring leading Concord 5-2. Concord with the basketball. Cornett, it's Lakin Cornett, walks it across half court. Looking at that zone defense from the Lady Bears, Lakin's going to fire a long three. It's good. They dared her, and she did it. Knocked down the three. We're tied at five. Kay Davis now will come up the floor. Lady Bears on offense. Again, boxing one here for the Lady Pirates. Washam's pass over to Young. Young trying to go inside. The ball slapped away on the floor. Young has it. And we're going to have a jump ball that'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears got to make better passes. They'll have the ball on the baseline. Kay Davis to trigger the ball in. Looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Corbett. Molly underneath can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Cosby, and we're going to have a foul call. And we're going to call that on number five, Molly Corbett. Maybe a little frustrated after missing that easy one underneath. The seniors over telling her, just keep shooting it. Lady Bears will set up the defense here. Concord with the basketball, chance to get the lead back. Ozzy on the wing. Now she'll take it back out front. Cut off there. Dribbles behind her back. Kicks it out. Lakin Cornett for three. That's no good. Fights for the rebound. It's loose. Picked up by the Lady Pirates. Pass back over. Cosby gives it to Brackett. Brackett trying to go in. No good. Rebound by Brim Watson. She'll hand to David. Tay will bring it up the floor now. 3:32 left first quarter. This is what we thought it would be. A tough contest here between two really good teams. Laney Young with the basketball looks inside to Corbett, and Corbett is tied up. Jump ball belongs to Concord. Lady Pirates will get the ball back. Their defense has been really good here. Both teams' defense has been good here through this first part of this first quarter. 3:18 to play. Lakin Cornett. He just hit a three. They got to pay attention to her. Nobody picks her up. Wow. They were all looking back into the lane, and Lakin Cornett walked into that same three she hit before. She's definitely a shooter. They're going to have to get out on her. Pass in the middle. Tay Davis will put it up and in. Good cut and a good pass. They'll go back now, set up the defense. Trailing by one. It's 8-7 Concord. Concord with the basketball. And I bet this time they're going to pay attention to Cornett out on the top of the key. Pass in the middle, back out to Lakin Cornett. She's guarded by Molly Corbett. gives it off to number 23. Her shot up, no good. Rebound by Goodson. That's blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds off of the Lady Pirates. Mammoth Spring with a good defensive play inside there after that missed shot. They dared Brackett to shoot it, and she did. With the basketball, Tay Davis. Tay into the high post. They go out to Young. Young looking back out. She finds Corbett on the baseline. Adriana, one dribble, back out to Young. Back across to Davis, underneath to Molly Corbett. Molly lost it. Taken by Goodson, or excuse me, by Cornett. Cornett to the basket. She'll put it up and in. Kately Cornett gives the Lady Pirates a three-point lead, 10-7. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Davis around to Young. Young for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Corbett with a rebound back to Young. Laney hasn't found a stroke yet. She will. Keep shooting. Tay Davis for three. It's on the way. No good. Long rebound taken by Molly Corbett. Molly back over to Young. Young in the corner. Back out to Davis, top of the key. She took it inside. Comes back to Young on the wing. Pass across the floor. They go underneath to Corbett. She'll put it up and in. Adriana Corbett. Adriana with 4 points, gets the layup, makes it a one-point ball game. 10-9, Concord with the lead and the ball. Bears extending the defense a little bit here. Bracket pass underneath, stolen by Corbett. Adriana with the basketball. She's going to bring it up the floor. Gives it off to Davis. Davis dribbles through traffic, holds up, looking for help. And the ball stolen by the Lady Pirates. Another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lake and Cornett with the basketball. She gets it over to Brackett. Brackett drives down the lane, puts the shot up on the run. No good. Fight for the rebound. Chased down by Davis. Up the floor to Young. Young and Washam on the dribble. Washam to the basket. Up and in. Rim Washam with 5 points, and the Bears are back on top, 11-10. 28 seconds left in the quarter. Cosby with the basketball. She's double-teamed, looking for help. Pass over to Lake and Cornett. She tries another three. This one's nothing but air. And then stayed back in off of the Lady Pirates. Mammoth Spring basketball with 15.9 in the quarter. Shot clock is off. Bears, will they look for the final shot here of the quarter or take the first good one they get? Davis walks across half court on the dribble. Takes it left side, bounces between the leg, picks it up. Trying to go underneath, and it's a steal by Cosby. 3 seconds left. 1 second. Shot from almost half court, almost went. 11-10, your score at the end of one. Mammoth Spring leading Concord. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back to North Arkansas College, a loud gymnasium. Good contest here between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Concord Lady Pirates. It's a one-point ball game after one, 11-10. Mammoth Spring with this one-point lead. They'll have the ball to start the second quarter. Tay Davis takes the inbound, and she's going to hand it to Molly Corbett at the top of the key. Molly looking inside, finds Young on the wing. Young looking inside, back out to Corbett, Molly Corbett. Around to Davis. Davis across the floor to Young. She thought about the three. Goes underneath to Adriana, and her pass is knocked away. And it will be Mammoth Spring basketball. Lady Bears will have the ball on the end line. 16 on the shot clock. 7:40 left of the half. Inbound play here for Mammoth Springs, and almost another turnover. Got to make better passes. Lady Bears with the basketball. Davis over to Molly Corbett. Molly out to Young. She's going to fire from three. It's good. Lainey Young. Keep leaving her open. Eventually, she's going to find the range. When she does, she's liable to hit four or five in a row. Four-point lead now for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, 14-10. Young on Cornett. Cornett with a wild shot. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by the Lady Pirates. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Tay Davis. Tay pushing the ball up the floor. Gets it over to Washington. Washington goes in. Oh, and they're going to call a blocking foul. That was close. Brennan made up her mind. She was going to the basket. And the block was called. At the line, Brim Washington. Brim's got 5 points in the ballgame, trying to build on this four-point lead. Shots on the way, it's good. 6 points down for Washington. Lady Bears are 3 out of 3 at the free throw line so far. Brim's second shot is on the way, and it's good. Timeout called by the Lady Pirates. 16-10, Mammoth Spring with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
And again, welcome back here to North Arkansas College in Harrison. The 1A state semifinals between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Concord Lady Pirates. Lady Bears will build a 6-point lead, 16-10. You'll remember that semifinal in the regional. Lady Bears had led by as many as 11 in the first half. The Concord came back. So you got to keep playing hard here. Cosby takes it to the basket. Ashlyn Cosby with her first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it a 4-point Mammoth Spring lead. Pass into the middle. They work it into Washington. Washington puts it up and in. Wow, what a shot. Brennan looked like she'd already passed the basket when she reached back and put it off the glass. Cosby will bring it up the floor. 18-12. Mammoth Spring with a 6-point lead. Cosby trying to get around Davis. Davis cuts her off. Corbett picks her up at the basket. Shot up and in. Nice play by Cosby. She's hard to stop. The sophomore right now with 4 points. Pass across to Corbett. Adriana to the basket. Couldn't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Adriana's got it. And we're going to have a jump ball. And I believe it'll belong to the Pirates. They're letting them play in there. 4-point Mammoth Spring lead, 18-14. Cosby will bring the inbound, bring the ball up the floor. And she just went one-on-one the last couple of times up the floor for the Lady Pirates. This time she'll go to Bracken on the wing. Gets it out to Lakin Cornett, who's hit a couple of long threes. Back over to Cosby. Cosby with Davis on her. Back to back out. She shoots a 30-foot three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Tay Davis. Tay picks up the dribble. She needs some help. Gets it back to Washington, not back to Davis. Tay sets up the offense. Gives it to Corbett on the wing. That's Adriana, who pops out high. She usually stays into the middle, but this time she's out high on the floor. Gives it to Davis. Davis looking inside. Tay across to Washam. Washam underneath to Young. Young back out to Molly Corbett. Molly looking for help. Finds Young. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Cosby has it. Nice pass up to Ford Goodson. And had to stop to wait on the ball. And the Lady Bears caught up defensively. All the way to the basket. Cosby puts it up and in. She's got six. And Coach Small wants the timeout. 18-16, Bears by two, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back again to North Arkansas College. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Concord Lady Pirates in a good one here. Two-point ball game, 18-16. Lady Bears have built a six-point lead. Concord Lady Pirates answer with four straight points to cut it to two. So Mammoth Spring now with the basketball up two. Brim Washington with it on the wing. Gives it around to Young. Young looking inside. Works it in to Corbett. Nice pass from Molly over to her sister Adriana, who gets an easy two. Adriana now with six. Lady Bears back up by four. 20-16. Cosby with the basketball out front. And the last couple of times down the floor, she just went one-on-one and took it all the way to the basket. That's what she's trying to do again. And she spins into the double team and travels. Lady Bears, good help defense that time. It looks like Ashlyn Cosby's going to try to do it by herself the last few times. She's going to take the ball and go to the basket. Lady Bears on offense now, leading by four, 20-16. Washam around to Young. Young looking inside across to Washam. Brim for three. It's on the way. It's good. Brim is feeling good right now. She hit a couple of threes. She's got 12 points already with 3:52 left to play here in the first half. Lady Bears with their biggest lead now, seven-point lead, 23-16. Brackett has it on the wing. Brackett comes back over to Goodson. Goodson to Cosby. Cosby dribbles it way back out front, 30 feet from the basket behind that three-point line. Trying to get around Tay Davis. Lady Bears switching on all the picks to try to keep Cosby out, and she's shooting from half court. Wow. I mean, she was 3 or 4 feet inside half court, and she fired it up. Lady Bears will head the other way. Davis over to Young, underneath to Adriana Corbett. Adriana across the floor. Washam open for three. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Pirates, almost taken away by Adriana Corbett. Cosby pushes the ball up the floor, and it's stolen by Corbett. Off to Davis. Tay did a good job stopping the drive, and Adriana came in behind and took the ball away. Laney Young with it. Laney across to Washam, underneath to Corbett. Molly back out to Brynn. High post to Davis. Davis underneath to Molly Corbett. Molly had the shot blocked, and they called a jump ball. Wow. Jump ball called. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Checking in is number 30. That is Savannah Glover, and Brackett will get a breather. Lady Bears will inbound, leading by seven. Molly Corbett to trigger the ball in. Molly looking to come in, gives it to Davis, right back to Molly, but she wasn't quite back inbounds yet. Pass was a little quick there. It was a good idea, but Molly hadn't got settled back inbounds yet when she caught the ball. And it was blocked anyway. Back the other way, Lakin Cornett with the basketball now. She'll bring it up the floor. Gives it over to Cosby. See if Cosby's going to go one-on-one again. Lady Bears have been doing a good job the last couple of times down, switching on those picks outside. Cornett will drive to the basket and draw a foul. Now, Kaylee Cornett will go to the line. She's got 2 points. Molly Corbett picks up her second foul. Not been a lot of fouls through the first part of this, or this first half. Kaylee Cornett with 3 points now. Cuts the lead to six. She'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it is good. Kaylee Cornett with 4 points. It's a five-point Mammoth Spring lead. Tay Davis with the basketball out front. She drives in. Looks, comes back out to Young. Young across to Washam. High pass, dangerous pass. They go underneath and off the hands of Corbett and out of bounds. And Brynn told her, my bad. She threw it just a little bit high. Molly couldn't hang on. Or, excuse me, Adriana couldn't hold on to it. So Lady Bears turn it over. Lake and Cornett is going to be double teamed. Throws the ball up the floor, and it's going to be a turnover. Steal to the Lady Bears. Up to Davis. Davis underneath to Washam up and in, and she threw a foul. And Brynn's excited.
She was screaming after making the basket and drawing the foul. She'll go to the free throw line. Kaylee Cornett called for her first foul. Bryn Watson knocks in the free throw. Bryn has already scored 10 points here in this quarter, has 15 in the ball game. 15 of the 26. 8-point Lady Bear lead. Up the floor underneath Goodson. Shoots the reverse layup up and in. Nice layup by Whitney Goodson. Lady Bears back the other way. Davis with it. Davis around to Young. Young looking inside. With the basketball out to Washam. Washam back to Young. Young underneath to Corbett. Adriana, one dribble, comes back out to Young. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Pass over. It's going to be stolen by Kazi. Kazi pushing the ball up the floor. And we're going to have a, they call a blocking foul on Tay Davis. Tay didn't get set. Still moving her feet. And Kazi will go to the free throw line. 6-point ball game. Kazi a chance to cut into it. She has six all here in the second quarter. And she took over in the second quarter. Got 7 points now. Cuts the lead back to five. Lady Bears led by as many as eight. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. Made them both. 8 points for Kazi. Lady Bears head the other way. It's a 4-point Mammoth Spring lead. Tay Davis with the basketball. She'll give it to Washam on the wing. Washam, one dribble. Across, they go underneath. Beautiful pass from Lainey Young to Molly Corbett, and Molly gets the layup. Lady Bears back up by six, 56 seconds. Lady Bears again. They've extended this to a three-quarter court trap. Pirates break the trap. Cornett, pass off is no good. Shot is no good. Rebound by Molly Corbett. Molly pushing the ball up the floor. She's going to hold up, set up the offense. Underneath, oh, she had Adriana wide open and threw it about 3 feet too high. It's a good idea. If she could have jumped that high, she could have dunked it. The Lady Pirates with the basketball. Again, Lady Bears with a little bit of pressure. Kazi with it. Kazi goes through the basket all the way underneath. Missed the shot. Rebound, though, underneath by the Lady Pirates. Lake and Cornett had it knocked away from behind by Lainey Young. Good defense, Lainey. Back the other way, Tay Davis off to Young. Young looking inside, gives it to Davis. Davis to the basket, had her shot blocked, gets it back out. Young around to Davis, underneath to Washam. Back out for three. No good. Long rebound's going to go out of bounds as the half comes to an end. 28-22, Mammoth Spring leads it by six. We'll take a break. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamra Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Your next car, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains is your goal. Taylor's an Ozarks native. He knows that honesty and fairness means the world. Go by and see Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something. Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Well, good afternoon again. I'm Mike Robinson here at North Arkansas College in Harrison, Arkansas, the site of the 1A state semifinals. The final four today, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears right now at halftime lead the Concord Lady Pirates 28-22. We take a look at the scoring for both teams. We'll start with Concord. They were led in the first half by Ashlyn Nakazi. The sophomore took over in that second quarter, scored all eight of her points there. 6 points for Lakin Cornett, all six in the first quarter. They just looked like everyone turned and was looking the other way when she shot the ball. She hit two long threes. 4 points apiece for Whitney Goodson and for Kately Cornett. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they were led by their senior, Brim Washam. Brim was really fired up in that first half, had 15 first-half points, including 2 3-pointers. And then 6 points for Adriana Corbett, 3 points for Lainey Young, 2 apiece for Tay Davis, and for Molly Corbett. These two teams, both teams have played great defense through the first half of play. We've seen a lot of big defensive plays. And offensively, like I said, it's been Brim Washam for Mammoth Spring and Ashlyn Kazi for Concord. I want to remind you again, the Arkansas Activities Association, which is sponsoring this state basketball tournament game, is a voluntary, nonprofit educational association of some 500 junior and senior public and private high schools of Arkansas. The regulations which guide these events are adopted by the schools themselves and determine the type of program they believe to be most desirable for high school youth. Again, we are at the half. You score 28-22. Mammoth Spring leading Concord. Again, the winner of this one will move on to take on the winner of tonight's game between North Fork and Mark III next Saturday in Hot Springs in the state championship game. We'll take another break. We'll be back with more from North Arkansas College in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Ah. Listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
Welcome back again to North Arkansas College here at Harrison. The Lady Bears are out of the locker room. They're getting warmed up and ready to go to the second half. For Concord, they're still in there talking things over. Trailing by 6 at the half, 28-22. Again, this is the rematch from that semifinal contest from the regionals last week, a game that Concord upset the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in that game, 50-45. That game, Kazi had 20 points to lead the Lady Pirates. For Mammoth Spring, Brim Washam had 12. He's already got 15 here at the half. And I know Concord probably talking during halftime about how to slow her down. And I don't know if he can the way she's shooting the ball right now. Same thing for Ashley Kazi for the Concord Lady Pirates. If Lady Bears can figure out a way to stop her, they can maybe put some distance between them and the Lady Pirates here in this second half. But right now, both teams are playing hard. We got a good ball game. We expect an exciting finish. Again, remind you, we got Thayer Bobcat basketball later on tonight, 6:30. Thayer Bobcats will take on Greenwood in the Class 3 state sectionals there at the Great Southern Bank Arena in Springfield, Missouri. So Mike Race will be there for all of that. Looking forward to that. I'll be listening to that later this evening. I want to say thank you again to our Lady Bear Boosters. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Towing in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law at 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank in their branch, Bank of Birch Street, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer. We're just a minute away from our second half of play. We'll take a break. Back with more in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
And again, welcome back to North Arkansas College. We are ready to go with our second half of basketball. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Concord Lady Pirates. Concord will have the ball as we start this second half. And it is a six-point Mammoth Spring lead, 28-22. Lake and Cornette will inbound the ball to Kazi. Lady Bears back in the zone here. Brackett has it out front. And we got a stop here as the clock never started. Game clock did, but the shot clock never moved. It's still sitting on 35. Referee goes to the scores table here as they try to get that taken down. 7 seconds off the game clock, so the shot clock should be down to 28. And that's what they said now. And they'll inbound again, start this half over again. Brackett will bring it in to Caitlin Cornette. Cornette will give it to Kazi on the wing, right side, guarded by Davis. Gets the screen, now picked up by Washam. Cornette, or Kazi, fires the three, puts it up and in. Nice shot. Kazi's in double figures now with 11. Mammoth Spring with the basketball, leading by three. Tay Davis. They look at this zone again, playing again that boxing one, all over Washam everywhere she goes. Corbett with it. She drives one step down, gives it back out to Washam, to Molly Corbett, around to Lainey Young. She thought about the three, didn't take it. She had two players together, Molly Corbett and Adriana Corbett, threw it over their head, and I think both of them thought the other one was going to get it. The Lady Bears turn it over. Pirates a chance to draw a little closer here, or tie it up for the long one. And Kazi just hit a long one to start this second half. Kazi directing traffic, gives it to Brackett, top of the key. Looks for a teammate, gives it out, back to Kazi. Kazi trying to get around the defense. On the dribble, dribbles back out. And they're going to keep the ball in her hands as much as they can here in this second half. Brackett shot blocked by Adriana Corbett. Up the floor to Young, to Corbett. Adriana in the lane, back out to Molly, to Davis. Davis thought about the three, didn't take it. He'll set up the offense. Tay with the basketball, gets to Washam on the right wing. She's looking inside, top of the key to Molly Corbett. Over to Tay Davis. Tay fakes the three. She'll come back out to Adriana Corbett. Over to Washam. Washam fakes the three, goes baseline, and was knocked out of bounds, or stepped out of bounds, I guess. Ball turns over back to the Lady Pirates. The Lady Pirates will have the basketball again, a chance to get a little closer here. They trailed by six here to start the quarter, trailed by three now after Kazi opened up the quarter with a long three. With a basketball inside, free throw line jumper is on the way. It's good. My goodness. She's got six down. It's a one-point ball game, 28-27. If the Lady Bears can get their offense going, Molly Corbett with it on the wing, goes underneath to Davis. Davis turns, looks to go up, and it's stolen by Goodson. Turnover on the Lady Bears. Lady Pirates a chance to get the lead back. Almost a steal there as Young went for the ball. Did a handstand to stay in bounds over there. Got up by Brackett is no good. Rebound pulled down by Brent Washam. Brent will head, Tay Davis will head the other way after she gets the ball from Washam. Gets it in the corner to Adriana Corbett. Adriana back out to Young. Around to Molly Corbett. Molly for three. It's on the way. It's good. Molly Corbett knocks down a three. Big shot there from the sophomore. Makes it a four-point Mammoth Spring lead. 31-27, 5:02 to play third quarter. Lakin at Cornette with the basketball. Cornette will back it back out. Pass in the middle. It's tipped, stolen to the Lady Bears. They've got numbers, three on one. Davis off to Corbett. Corbett puts the shot up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Tried to go back up with it. We're going to get a jump ball, I believe. Jump ball. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Tay Davis will trigger the ball in here on the baseline. Looking to come in. Brings it all the way back out front to Washam. Washam drives in. Spins away from the contact. Gets it to Molly Corbett. Over to Davis. Davis going to put the shot up. Off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Caitlin Cornett. With the basketball, the Lady Pirates head the other way. Lake and Cornett on the dribble, trying to get around the defense from Molly Corbett. Her pass inside, knocked away. It's loose on the floor, jump ball, and it'll belong to the Lady Pirates. Good defense. Lady Bears almost had a steal there. Bryn read that all the way, stepped into the passing lane, knocked it loose. But the ball went to the floor, and everybody dove after it. Inbound play here for the Lady Pirates, looking to come in. They bring it in. In the inside two. Goodson for two. Whitney Goodson has 8 points. It's back to a two-point ball game. Timeout taken by Coach Scott Small. 31-29. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams, member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Back here at the 1A state semifinals, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Concord Lady Pirates hooked up in a good one. It's a two-point ball game, 31-29. Lady Bears have led by as many as 8 points in this ball game. Concord led by a couple early. They led by 2 points, I think, was their biggest lead. Lady Bears will have the ball out of the timeout, leading by two. And for the most part, Lady Bears, in fact, all the way through, they have not had one substitution. The same five have played the whole game. Tay Davis with the basketball. She looks at the defense, gives it to Washam on the wing, underneath to Corbett, out to Davis, open for three. Oh, and it's off bad. She shot that left of the goal, and it went out of bounds, didn't touch a thing. The Lady Bears will go back and set up the defense now. They're going to pick them up a little bit further down the floor. Brackett with it, gives it over to Lake and Cornett. Back over to Kaitlie Cornett. She's guarded by Young. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Adriana Corbett. Another nice defensive play by Adriana. With the basketball, Davis picks up her dribble. She needs help, still needs help. Finds Molly Corbett down on the baseline to Adriana. Back out to Davis, back to Adriana. She drives in, shot on the way, a three-pointer's no good. Long rebound, going to be chased down by Adriana Corbett. Adriana gets it to Molly. Molly thought about the three. Comes back out to Young, around to Davis. Davis looking inside, trying to work it in, gives it to Adriana Corbett. Adriana spins, puts the shot up. They are really letting them play. There's a lot of contact inside both ways. All the way to the basket. Cosby puts it up and in. Ashley Cosby now with 13, and we're tied at 31. Mammoth Spring has the basketball. 2:50 left third quarter. Out front. Laney Young will give it to Davis on the wing. Back out to Molly Corbett, around to Young. Young looking inside. Back out to Molly Corbett. Molly to Davis. Davis down low. Back out to Corbett. They swing it around. Young inside to Adriana. Back out to Molly to Young. Open for three. It's on the way. And it's good. Laney Young with a big three there. Her second. Makes it a three-point Mammoth Spring lead. Bears extend the pressure again. Brackett with it, trying to get around Washam. She's double-teamed, now gets it in the hands of Cosby, and that's where they want to keep it. Off to Lakin Cornett. Lakin back over to Cosby, open for three. That's no good. Rebound, Adriana Corbett. Adriana up the floor to Washam. Washam to the basket, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. Bryn Washam's first two of the second half. She's got 17. That foul will be called on number 20, Lakin Cornett, her first. Brent at the line now, trying to build on this five-point lead. Shot is on the way, and it's good. Washam is perfect at the line, 4 out of 4. She has 18 points. Again, Lady Bears extending this pressure. It's been effective so far. Lakin Cornett looking for help, and they're going to throw it over here to us. Mike didn't catch it for some reason. Lady Bears create another turnover. They'll inbound the ball here on the sideline. Adrian will bring it in to Tay Davis, and Tay will bring it up the floor. Davis looking at the defense, gets it to Young, who just hit a three. They jump out on her. Washam working hard to get loose inside. They go out to Young. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Laney Young, what we said in the first half, once she hits one, she may hit three or four in a row. Lady Bears now with their biggest lead it by 9. Lake and Cornett having problems, and we got a whistle blowing and a timeout taken. Lady Bears by 9. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
And again, welcome back here to North Arkansas College in Harrison, Arkansas. Lady Bears on a little bit of a run have built this out to a 9-point lead, their biggest lead so far. And the Bear fans across the way are getting pretty excited right now as they're making some noise. We'll come out of the timeout here. I believe it will be, we'll see Concord basketball. Lady Bears set up their defense and see if they're going to extend that pressure. The pressure has really worked here so far in this third quarter, created some turnovers, helped the Lady Bears get a couple of easy baskets. Inbound play, Cornett with it. Cornett looking for help, gets it over to Brackett. Brackett passes it all the way underneath, the shot up and in. Nice pass to Goodson. Kaylee Cornett. Kaylee Cornett with that two. She's got six. It's back to a seven-point ball game. Tay Davis gives it to Young, who's hit 2 3-pointers here off the Washam. Washam goes around the defense. Back over to Young. They go underneath to Adriana Corbett. Corbett out to Washam. Her three no good. And the rebound by Gibson. Up the floor. Lady Pirates pushing the basketball. Kaylee Cornett going to fire for three. It's good. Kaylee Cornett scored the last five, and it's back to a four-point game. Lady Bears had pushed it out to nine, but the Lady Pirates come right back. Tay Davis with the basketball out front. She looks at the defense, gives it to Adriana. Adriana out to Washam. Washam looking inside. One dribble off to Molly Corbett. Molly double team back out to Young. Young underneath to Corbett to Davis. Davis for three. It's good. Tay Davis. Good three by Tay Davis. And that's the end of the quarter. Your score 43-36. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it by seven. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. The most important thing at our dealership is taking the very best care of our customers. We strive for a completely satisfied experience every time you come see us. Stop by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Welcome back again to North Arkansas College. We start this fourth quarter. A big fourth quarter here. 7-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, 43-36. They'll have the ball on offense to start with. And wait for the referee to hand them the basketball. Adriana Corbett will bring it in to Tay Davis, and she'll cross half court with it. Davis picks up the dribble, finds Molly Corbett. Molly, one dribble into the corner to Washam. Underneath to Adriana, they swing it around to Young. Underneath, the pass is tipped. Good defense by Kazi. She got a hand on it, and they'll bring it up the floor now. High dribble. Lady Bear fans wanted a call on that. Shot on the way is good by Goodson. Lady Bears give up the layup after the pressure defense. Laney Young with the basketball across the floor to Washam. Washam. One dribble gives it back to Corbett. To Davis. Tay on the wing. Her pass is knocked away. She gets it back. Tried to go underneath to Adriana. The ball stolen by the Lady Pirates. Kazi with it. Kazi trying to go up the baseline. Cut off nicely there by Washam. Washam knocked it away. Good defense. Brynn now headed the other way. Going to the basket. Lost the basketball. It's on the floor. And going to be saved. Oh, out of bounds off of Mammoth Spring. A couple of really good defensive plays on both ends. First, Brim Washam on this end. And then on the other end, I didn't see who it was, but someone knocked it loose as Washam was going in for a layup. Pressure again from Mammoth Spring. They're trying to deny the ball to Kazi and pressing everybody else. They go inside to Kazi. She turns, puts the shot up, tough shot, and gets the offensive rebound. It's knocked out of bounds, cut glass, I believe, by Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears will inbound the ball here. Inbound play, or excuse me, Lady Pirates inbound the ball. They go underneath. The ball's knocked out of bounds. Cut glass by Mammoth Spring. Lady Bear fans want that call to go the other way. And there was a lot of hands reaching in trying to touch it. Hard to tell who knocked it out, but it goes to the Pirates. Lake and Cornett with the basketball. She holds up. Her pass across the floor stolen by Adriana Corbett. Adriana to the basket. Holds up, comes out Young. She caught it out for three. Gives it out to Davis. Davis will back it back out. 5-point Mammoth Spring lead, 6:22 to play. Washam with it. Out front goes to Davis. Davis thought about the three again. Goes into the middle of the lane to Adriana. Out to Young. Back to Davis. Around Washam for three. It's on the way. It's good. Bryn Washam, third three-pointer. Actually, fourth three-pointer day. She's hit one in every quarter. Makes it an eight-point lead, 46-38. Up the floor, Goodson to Kazi inside. Kazi to the basket, up and in. It's hard to stop her when she gets it there. Kazi now with 15. It's a six-point Mammoth Spring lead, 5:44 to play. Davis with it. Tayo give it off to Adriana Corbett across to Young. Underneath to Adriana Corbett. Adriana to Washam, and she travels. She had a shot from about 5 feet to the basket and wanted to shoot the layup. Shuffled her feet a little bit. Lady Bears turn it over. Mammoth Spring will set up the defense again. Washam is guarding Kazi now on this press, and everybody else is just pressing the ball. Shot up and in. Again, Goodson wide open underneath for a layup. Lady Bears, they keep giving up that layup on that press on the back end. If they don't get a turnover, they've got to have someone get back. With a basketball, Washam. She'll give it to Corbett. Molly is going to get the ball over to Davis. Davis underneath to Adriana. Adriana tried to go up there, and she's going to draw a foul. Adriana Corbett will go to the free throw line. Adriana has 6 points in the ball game, all in the first half. We're under 5 minutes now, 4:59 left to play. Adriana at the free throw line. That foul on Brackett was her first. Adriana knocks in the first. Lady Bears still perfect at the free throw line. Corbett will set for the second now. 47-42. Second shot is on the way, and I should have said that because she missed that one. Rebound taken by the Lady Pirates. Again, a little pressure from the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Brackett with it. Brackett to Goodson. Goodson's pass inside, almost knocked away, taken by Cornett. Kaitlie Cornett has it on the wing. She drives baseline, shot up underneath. We have a foul called. Bryn Washam going to be called for the foul. I believe that's the first on Bryn Washam. That'll send Goodson to the free throw line. Whitney Goodson, she has 12 points in the ball game, 8 here in the second half. First free throw is good. 9 points in the second half, and looks like 13 in the ball game. It's a four-point game. Second free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound by Adriana Corbett. Lady Bears go back up the floor on offense. Tay Davis with it. Tay picks up a dribble, finds Young. Laney back out to Davis. Davis over to Washam. Washam looking inside across to Young. Young in the corner to Molly Corbett. Out to Davis. Davis to Washam. Washam out to Young. Young back over to Washam. Washam to the basket. Puts it up and in. Bryn Washam having a big day. She's already got 26 points. And the Lady Bears lead it by 6. Timeout called by the Concord Lady Pirates. Their coach is out on the floor. 49-43, 6-point Mammoth Spring lead, back in 30 seconds from the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And again, welcome back to North Arkansas College. We've got a good one here between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and Concord Lady Pirates. The winner of this one, again, will advance to the state championship game next Saturday in Hot Springs. Take on the winner of tonight's game between Norfolk and Martree. Of course, the Lady Bears would love to have another trip back to the state championship game. They've been there the last 2 years. They've won one and lost one. And so we'll see what happens here. They've got to hold on to this 6-point lead here for another 4 minutes. Actually, like 4 minutes and 50-some seconds. Actually, 4:03. Lady Bears will set up the defense here, leading by 6. Concord will inbound. Brackett going to trigger the ball in on the sideline. She'll bring it in, looking to come in, and does to Kaitlie Cornett. Kaitlie on the dribble. Her pass is slapped away, and Lainey Young got hit in the face. Got a backcourt violation. That don't help Lainey none. And she got hit right in the face after making that steal. And Lady Bears will get the ball back. Leading by six. And Mammoth Spring will inbound the ball. Davis gets the ball in from Corbett. She'll hand it off to Young. Young off to Washam. Back to Young. Lainey back over to Bryn. Bryn to Molly Corbett. Molly trying to go inside, turns it over. Steal by the Lady Pirates. Lady Bears now with a little pressure. They'll get the hands in the they'll get the ball in the hands of Causey. Up to Goodson, who missed a wide open layup, and what a rebound by Tay Davis. He ripped that one down. Nice pass from Corbett to Washam. Bryn with 27, and the Lady Bears by 8 now with 3:18 to play. With a basketball, Brackett outside. Brackett picks up her dribble, finds Goodson in the corner to get it into the hands of Causey. Causey for a long three. That's no good. Rebound, Lainey Young. Lady Bears with an 8-point lead and the ball. 3:03 left. Now down to 3 minutes. Tay Davis dribbles behind her back, gets away from the defense, gets it over to Washam in the corner underneath to Molly Corbett. She couldn't get it to go. Rebound taken by Causey. She pushes the ball up the floor. Almost stolen. Now it is picked up by Adriana Corbett. And we got a foul as someone had a hold of Adriana's leg, wasn't letting her go nowhere. That's one way to stop her. Adriana had somebody laying at her feet holding on to her. Foul was called. The foul was on Cornett. Her second. Lady Bears will inbound. 2:39 to play. Tay Davis with the basketball. Gets it off to Washam. Off to Adriana. Over to Young. Young for three. It's on the way. Off the rim. No good. Causey with the rebound. Ashlyn Causey pushing the ball up the floor. Pass is going to be knocked away out of bounds off of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 51-43, 2:24 left to play. Mammoth Spring trying to hold on here. Wanting to make their way back to the state championship game for the third straight year for these seniors. Causey inside goes up, but it couldn't get it to go. Corbett pulls down the rebound, and we're going to have a foul called. Great job by Molly Corbett, the sophomore, ripping that ball away. And the Lady Bears will inbound. Foul on Goodson was her second. Adriana Corbett will give it off to Davis. Gets it right back. Back to Davis as they play catch with it. Gets it across half court. Lainey Young with it. Lainey is double team, looking for help. Gets it over to Washam. Washam double team, almost lost it. Back out to Corbett. Adriana with the basketball. Adriana looking underneath. Ooh, the head. Washam open there for a second. Didn't see her. Corbett with the basketball, down to 12 on the shot clock to Young. She's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound, save back in. Great save by Tay Davis and Adriana Corbett for the easy two. That's a big bucket. Bears with their biggest lead by 10. Outside, Cornett to Brackett. Brackett drives into the lane, puts the shot up, and that's going to be a foul called on Adriana Corbett. We're down to a minute 33 to play. It's a 10-point Mammoth Spring lead. Lainey Brackett will go to the free throw line, looking for her first point of the ball game. First one's off the rim, no good. That foul on Adriana, just her first. It's hard as she's played in this game. She's managed to avoid the foul. Second shot is on the way, and it's good. 9-point ball game. Lady Bears will inbound here, looking at pressure. Tay picks up her dribble, needs help, gets it off to Washam. Up the floor, it's stolen, now stolen back for the Lady Bears, and we're going to get a foul called. Oh, there's a kick. That girl just kicked her. And they're trying to hold Molly back. The girl kicked her while she was laying on the floor. And the Lady Bears will have the basketball. Wow. Mammoth Spring will inbound the basketball. Referee will try to let things settle down a little bit here as he gets ready to hand the ball to Adriana Corbett. And they'll inbound it now to Davis. Davis dribbles away from the defense, brings it out to Young. Young underneath to Washam. Back to Adriana. Adriana pushes it out to Davis. Davis back out to Washam. Washam trying to get free. Gives it off to Davis. Back to Young. Young underneath to Adriana Corbett. She'll put it up and in and draw a foul. Another strong move inside by the senior, Adriana Corbett. Makes it an 11-point lead, and Adriana will go to the line here to shoot free throws. She is 3 out of 4 on the night at the line. Free throw on the way is good. Make it 4 out of 5. 12-point Mammoth Spring lead. We're down to 1:05. This young Concord team, boy, they have fought hard. They're going to be tough to handle here over the next couple of years. Pass across the floor is going to be a turnover. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. Lady Bears will inbound, looking at pressure again. And their coach out here talking to the referee right now. Mammoth Spring with the ball. Brim Washam is going to be fouled by Lakin Cornett. Brim will go to the free throw line. Washam on the night has, looks like, 28 points. A chance to get a couple more. Chance to get to the 30 mark here. He's had a big game here in this semifinal. Washam sets for the first. It's on the way, off the back of the rim, no good. That's the first miss at the free throw line. It looks like the Lady Pirates are going to send the subs in, realizing that maybe this will not be over. This young team will be back for sure. They are a very talented basketball team. Brim Washam at the line, set for the second. It's good. And the Lady Bears send the subs in. In comes Krista Crawford, Daly Tyson, Bethany Robbins, Lauren Parker, and Allie Reisner. The five on the floor. The Lady Pirates will come in. It'll be Callie Angelus with the basketball out front. Her pass into the middle. Back out, three-pointer on the way. Is off the rim, no good. Five for the rebound, and it's going to be saved by the Lady Pirates. Another three-pointer on the way. That's no good. Robbins with the rebound. Bethany on the dribble. Pushed the ball up the floor and dribbled it over her head. She lost control of it a little bit. Down to 24 seconds. Looks like we'll be headed to Hot Springs next Saturday for the state championship game. Lady Bears will play the winner of the North Fork Mark III game here tonight. Almost a steal by Jaylee, by Tyson. Now inside, the ball's knocked away, taken by Crawford. Tyson with it. They'll run the final seconds off the clock, and that's going to do it. 57-44 your final. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have defeated the Concord Lady Pirates to advance into the state championship game. We'll take a break. Back to wrap this one up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Solid game plan is key to success. When selling your home, ask your agent. How does the commission I pay encourage other agents to help us sell? At Monarch Realty, we split your commission equally with every other agent in Missouri or Arkansas to get you to the finish line. Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, broker.
And welcome back. It is loud in here right now at North Arkansas College in Harrison. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears presented with their ticket there to the state championship game next week. Lady Bears will be playing the winner of tonight's game between Norfolk and Mark Tree in that state championship game next Saturday at 11:30. I want to take a look at the scoring here real quick. I'm waiting. They're still working here on getting the presentation, getting pictures taken, and I don't want to get in the way of their pictures. We've got, looks like for the Lady Bears, they were led by Bryn Washam. Bryn finished with 29 points. 9 points for Lainey Young, 8 for Adriana Corbett, 5 points for Molly Corbett, and 2 for Tay Davis. That's wrong, actually, because Tay hit a 3 there in the second half. Tay had 5 points. So a big win for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. This is your Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance Staff Job when you're agent in Fulton County post-game report. And we're going to be naming a player of the game here in just a minute. I was hoping I could get a word with Coach Small, but he is busy taking pictures, so it may be a while. We'll take a break. We'll come back and name our player of the game here in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hey, we are back. Our player of the game is going to be Bryn Washam, the senior. Outstanding 29 points here in this ball game, and the Lady Bears, again, they get the win. Win it by 13, but it was a lot closer than that, 57-44. Coach Small, congratulations. That was a tough win.
That was. You know, they're a really good team, and they're really young, and they're going to be good for a long time. You know, I felt like mine, you know, we dropped that first one to them last week, and I'm hoping it kind of opened our eyes a little bit and, you know, lit a fire under us. So it's really good to, you know, obviously it's always fun to get to the state finals and win and everything, but I felt like that one was a little personal for our kids, and they came out and played that way.
They did. I thought your seniors, I mean, they showed, like I said, you talk about this young team, you saw the veterans, your seniors on your team really step up, and Molly too, the sophomore, but, I mean, your defense really caused some problems for them there in the second half.
Absolutely. You know, and like I said, I thought we the kids adjusted well, and, you know, they got a couple kids who are just really, really hard to stop and can shoot the ball and can play inside. And, you know, the Kossi kid is, you know, a matchup issue.
Not
just
there.
Because
yeah.
She's big, she can handle it, she can shoot it, she can score inside. And so, you know, I thought our kids did a really good job of just buckling down and trying their best to stay in front. You know, we gave her 12 rebounds in the first game, and that was kind of a priority for us. But, you know, she wasn't allowed to get one, and they took that to heart. So I was glad to see, and kind of like you said, we've got an old team, a veteran team, and that was our 39th win of the year, and that's tough on kids, especially when you're old and seniors. I was glad to see a fire in mine for a little while.
It's funny to hear you call them old.
Well,
I'm old high school kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, they played a lot of games.
They have played a lot of games. I mean, they played a lot this season. And we want one more win out of them.
Absolutely. We're going to try to go to number 40 next week.
That would be fantastic. Of course, you've got the winner tonight's game between North Fork and Mark Tree.
Yeah.
Would you like that third chance at North Fork 3 years in a row playing the state championship game?
I think that,
either way.
Best of luck to Mark Tree, and they're a really good team, and you never can tell. But, boy, it just seems like that might be what it'll end up. And if it is, then – you know, we're tied 1-1, and so best of 3.
That's right.
We'll get
the rubber games on Saturday. It'd be great.
Yep.
But it's going to be great if it's Mark Tree. Coach,
I'll
see you next Saturday. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you guys.
All right. Again, Coach Scott Small for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Again, Lady Bears with a big win here tonight. They win at 57-44. We're going to wrap things up here from North Arkansas College, your Lady Bear basketball, brought to you by the Bank of Salem and Mammoth Spring and Salem. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick, GMC, and West Plains. Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County, and he brings you the post-game report. Palace Drugstore in Mammoth Spring and Salem. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. FNBC Community Bankers. Monarch Realty. Solomon Cornelius Broker with offices in Thayer and Willow Springs. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Ozarka College. Mammoth Spring School District and Missouri Forest Products Association. Those are your sponsors for Lady Bear Basketball. We'll do it one more time next Saturday. I'm Mike Robertson for Lady Bear Basketball here anywhere, anytime, K Country 95.